Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
In the bay.
These people are idiots.
Hey, 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 it's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to the Thursday night edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Thursday, June 14th, 2011. And I'm back here with you to do it again. Shouts out to all the early chit chatters. Glad to see you in the chit chat room. ETM Be Cool, Bobo Bo, Cosmo Brockington, Donald Weber, George Orwell, Heminemism? What? Heminemism? Heminemism. Heminemism. I Hate Kishu, Lib Her Rolls, The Fapper, and Three Abu. Shouts out to all y'all for joining me here early on. What's up, ATM Be Cool out there on the road? I know I've been keeping track of your Foursquare check-ins and stuff on Twitter. And I know I noticed you were up in Canada for a while. Curious where you're at today, bro. Where in the world is ATM Be Cool? That's the question. Maybe we'll find out the answer. Anyway, I want to get back into follow up on something that we were talking about last night. Last night's show is more or less dedicated entirely to discussing the doxing or alleged doxing of anonymous member / LulzSec member. Sabu. This guy Sabu, who goes by Anonymous Sabu on Twitter, was allegedly doxxed by the Jester yesterday. And now that we've had a little time with it, some folks are starting to question whether these doxxes are legit or not. And there was a blog or an article, whatever you want to call it, in Gawker today that deals with this. So I'm going to read that article in a second and talk about it a little bit more, and then we'll move on to something else. So if you want to call me, 347-826-7667 is the numero. I got to get settled in here, kids. Please bear with me. I just walked in the door to start the show, so I need to get prepared here. I'm going to take a quick little early break here, play some Morphine, celebrate Thursday, and take your calls in just moments. Call me, 347-826-7667. It's Thursday.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Yarrai me!
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibile a tutti senza allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un aereo dal costo.
Down goes Frieza! Down goes Frieza! Down goes Frieza!
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vincent LeBay.
What a silly Negro.
John Brand is now in the penalty box. 2 minutes for hating. 2 minutes for hating John Brand in the penalty box. Shouts out to everybody listening. It's Vincent LeBay. It's Thursday. Lines are open if you want to call and talk. Feel free to do so. But before I get to the calls, I want to read this article that came out today in Gawker, on Gawker.com. by Adrian Chen. It's entitled Vigilantes Out Wrong Guy as Hacker Mastermind. One of the favorite pastimes of hackers is attempting to expose other hackers. These attempts at doxing, as it's called, almost always identify the wrong person. The latest victim is a poor Portuguese guy who's been fingered as a ringleader of the hacking groups Anonymous and Lulz Security. In the legions of Anonymous, a hacker named Sabu has emerged as one of the most prolific and skilled members. He led the hacking attack against the security forum. He led the hacking attack against the security firm H.B. Gary, and he was one of the ringleaders of the anonymous spinoff LulzSec, which attacked the CIA, FBI affiliates, and Sony in a month-long reign of terror. As his profile has risen, the efforts by rival hackers to expose him have grown to a fevered pitch. At the end of June, a group of idiots named the Web Ninjas posted what they claimed was a picture of Sabu, a solidly built 34-year-old man living in Portugal. Quote, "Game over, you guys," wrote the Web Ninjas. The man in the picture is indeed a 34-year-old Portuguese network technician named Hugo Carvalho. According to his Facebook profile, Hugo's a huge Pantera fan, which some might consider a crime in and of itself. But he's definitely not involved in LulzSec, according to this article. Quote, "I thought it was a bad joke," said Carvalho of the Web Ninjas post in a Skype chat today. "I sent an email to these guys stating that I was not a member of this hacking group. I was not Sabu, and I had nothing to do with it. Blah, blah, blah. But the internet has a long memory. But the internet has a long memory. Yesterday at 1 a.m. Portuguese time, Carvalho got a mysterious phone call from a United States phone number. The person that called," this is Carvalho speaking here, quote, "the person that called me wished me luck and hoped I would not get sent to the United States to answer for these issues." What issues? After some Googling, Carvalho saw that the accusations that he was... Oh, after some Googling, Carvalho saw that the accusations that he was the leader of LulzSec had been revived. This time, the accuser, an anonymous hating hacker named The Jester, had posted his full name and links to his YouTube and Facebook accounts. The story was, of course, picked up by the news blogs and stoked by the Real Sabu Twitter, who tweeted, "Okay, you found me. I'm Hugo. I'm in Portugal. Next question is, can you stop me?" And then he put a little one of those little winky-dink smiley faces. The key evidence for all this is a long, twisted trail of web domain registrations for PRVT.org. That's right. It's the web domain PRVT.org. A site that at one time belonged to the Real Sabu. Carvalho, who trades in domain names for profit, says he sold the domain in a GoDaddy auction in 2009 to someone who went by the name Xavier. Someone who might be the Real Sabu. This left Carvalho's fingerprints on the domain, and an overeager amateur detective leapt to the conclusion that he must be the anonymous mastermind. But I gotta double check and make sure my fucking mic is not muted. Good. Because there's been times where I fucking read like an entire, you know, 4-page article, and then when I was done, I looked down and I was muted. Anyway, let me finish this up. I'm almost done. Then we'll take calls. Okay, so where were we here? The key evidence in the... But Carvalho insists he has nothing to do with Anonymous or Lulzsec, and he had never heard again from Xavier after the sale of the PRVT.org site. In fact, he went down to the local police after reading the jester's post and presented myself and told them what was happening. Then they have all the information, and they are now looking into it. Carvalho has some good advice for the web ninjas and any internet secret detectives who want to join the hunt for Sabu. All right, this is the quote from Carvalho. Carvalho, a.k.a. Not Sabu. "Stupidly, they don't even talk to me before releasing any information. I would explain that I had nothing to do with it, since they were so into security thing, they would have easily seen that a known hacker with the skills that this Sabu had would not put his name on a domain contact. Bottom line, never trust someone you would think... Wait, this is the bottom line, sorry. Bottom line, never trust someone who would think it's a good idea to call themselves the Web Ninjas. Yeah, the Web Ninjas. There you go. The Web Ninjas. So, this begs the question, is this the Real Sabu? Is this guy Hugo Carvalho? Is he not? I mean, the guy kind of fits the profile. What do they say this guy does? He's a Portuguese network technician. Are you kidding me? That's what all these lulzsuckers are, fucking network technicians or ex-network technicians. That's what they know. I say he's still a suspect. I say do not count out this could be Sabu. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a fake internet wannabe investigatory journalist or whatever, but I don't know. The jury's out right now as far as I'm concerned. I don't know. I think this Hugo Carvalho, if he allegedly sold this website to the Real Sabu, he should definitely be a person of interest. But what do I know? Tell me what you think. Call in now. Is this the Real Sabu? Do you even give a shit? Is there something else on your mind? If so, hit me up. And by the way, whoever the fuck named themselves I Hate Kishu, Go fuck yourself, all right? You know what? I hate Keisho. Yeah, I'm a fake Anon. I'm not even a Anon, dude. You know what? Just for that, you get... I hate Keisho gets 2 minutes. 2 minutes for hating. 2 minutes for hating. Or I hate Keisho. Free speech hating? No. This is not about free speech. All right? This is about... I'm not kicking I Hate Keisho out of the chat room. I'm not muting I Hate Keisho forever. I am merely putting I Hate Keisho on a little timeout. Just a penalty box. That's all it is. Hockey has penalty boxes. I mean, you do like sports, right? You know, there has to be some rules, right? In order to break the rules, there need to be rules in the first place. Or else it wouldn't be any fun. You wouldn't get any lulls, right? Like Sabu. You wouldn't get any lulls, Sabu, if there weren't rules to begin with. And, yeah, and with that, we're going to check in with Keisho, who is out at the bars right now, I think, getting plastered. Let's see how she's doing. What's up, Keisho?
It's so true. I can hardly hear anything. Really loud.
Where are you at?
Trying to get a drink. At Congress. What Congress? The historic Hotel Congress. It's really the only bar in Tucson that I ever come to. It's pretty good times on a Thursday night. But it's taking way too long for me to get a drink. So I'm frustrated now. Frustrated, and I can't hear you if you're speaking, so you should probably just mute me eventually. And when I go out on the patio, I'll press 1 again. You
all
know
right,
what I mean?
Cool. Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean, Jill
okay.
Dean. All right,
yeah,
dude. Well, you sound kind of depressed, actually. Like, maybe it's not really popping off.
I'm mad because I'm just like, taking forever to get drunk. I'm not depressed at all. I just want a drink.
I don't hear any music either. How come there's no music playing?
Because I'm at the pop bar in the front, yeah. There's like 3 or 4 different bars. Okay, I'm going to get a drink. Mute me.
All right. That's Keisho. She's down there on Congress Street down in Tucson partying it up Thursday night. So she'll check in with us back and forth throughout the evening. And, you know, I'm going to, before I bring this next caller on, I want to try something here. We had a little, last night there was a little soundboard competition we had going between Warthog 117 and some other dude, and they both brought some interesting soundboards to the show. And I think what I was trying to do is critique them last night, because these weren't like your garden variety soundboards. These were very esoteric soundboards. You know, just really just out there. Referencing shit that I couldn't even recognize. And I was thinking today, like, how, you know, trolling with soundboards is sort of a subtle art form. And so I was thinking about how, if you could judge the overall quality of a good soundboard troll, what were the different elements of that troll, of that soundboard, that make it a successful or unsuccessful troll? And I was thinking, well, number one, overall audio quality, sound quality. Yeah, overall sound quality is very important, because if you're just playing it, you're just pumping it through your iPhone, you know, and you're playing it off your fucking Fisher Price tape player. Yeah, it's going to sound like ass, and I have no idea what it sounds like. It might be the best, juiciest soundboard ever, but it sounds like garbage, and it's almost unusable. So that's overall sound quality, very important. So you get a scale 1 to 5 overall sound quality. Secondly, the content, the originality of content, all right? The originality of content. Because if you have a high-quality soundboard, but it's just Nyan Cat, that's not your originality. Content originality score is going to be like negative 5. So content originality. All right. And then the third category, and that's again 1 to 5 scale. And then the third overall soundboard category is lulziness. How lulzy is it? Does it make you laugh? Like, it could be a shitty, you know, Fisher Price soundboard it could be something that maybe people do recognize, but it's just so fucking hilarious that it just makes up for the fact that it's shitty sound quality. You know what I mean? So the lulziness, the humor factor, if you will. Like, is it funny or not? If it's really funny, you know, you get 5 points. So there's 3 things. So I'm going to test it out tonight with Warthog 117. Because I know it's coming. I know it's coming. When I see Warthog 117 on the fucking switchboard, I know it's up. So I'm going to try this with you. It should be 1. Yeah, I think it should be a scale of 1 to 5, all 3 things. I'm going to try it like this. I don't know. I might alter this, but I'm going to try it out this way for now. So here we go. Here goes nothing. Without any further ado, I'm going to bring on Warthog 117. What's going on, dude?
People like me, Herbert Moon. Absolutely. No. You can't eat me. I'm Herbert Moon.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Warthog 117. Appreciate that soundboard. And now let's go to the judging. First of all, the first category, sound quality, overall sound quality, I give it a 2 out of 5. 2 out of 5, overall sound quality, 2 out of 5. You know what? We should probably be out of 10, huh? Because that's what you guys do. You do 1 out of 10. All right, forget 5s. It's out of 10s. All right, so 2 out of 10, yeah. No, that's not 2 out of 10. We'll say 5 out of 10. 5 out of 10 overall sound quality. 5 out of 10, and I'll tell you why. It didn't. It sounded decent. It sounded like it was coming right off your sound card, but it was skipping. Yeah, a little Patriot Gregging going in there, and it sounded really tinny. I don't know what that has to do with. I don't know if it has something to do with your interface. I don't know, but it sounded really tinny. Some people have like really full fidelity, like nice full soundboards, you know what I'm saying? And that one would sound a little tinny. So 5 out of 10 overall sound quality. Moving on to content originality. That gets out of 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10 for content originality. I had no idea what that was. It was, you know, out there in left field, had no idea what it was. It sounded interesting, intriguing. If you could, you know, enlighten me with the reference of where that was from, that'd be great. So 10 out of 10 on that. And overall lulziness, 0. Not lulzy at all. I did not laugh. I didn't even think about laughing. So overall, you're looking at a 15 out of 30, and that's 50%. So, sorry, bro. Moving on. Let me bring on this caller. I think this might be. You know what? I know who this is. I'm gonna bring this person on. This is ATMB Cool. What's up, ATMB Cool?
Hanging out. Checking things out.
Yeah. So what did you think of that soundboard?
Overall, I mean, you could understand it at least. I mean, there's a lot of them out there that you're just like, what was that? Huh? So, I mean, it was better than a lot that I've heard.
Patriot Greg.
Your overall quality, ATMB Cool, 0 out of 10. Sorry. But it's all good. It's all good. So where are you tonight? I was trying to guess where you are. I'm guessing Ottawa.
No, I don't go to Canada.
I thought you were up in Canada, or you just were like right by the border or something.
I go close, but I crossing customs, you know, they like to, you know, molest you, and you know, I'm just not into that kind of stuff anymore.
All right. I could have sworn I saw maybe you were just up in, like, Buffalo and hitting some, like, obscure upstate New York towns that I was just assumed you were in.
Fucking I was up by Syracuse.
Good times in Syracuse. I've been to Syracuse. Good times up there.
Yeah, I was up there, and then I went back down to basically Houston, and then I was out in Atlantic City and back to Minnesota, and now tomorrow I'll be heading back towards Houston.
It's awesome, dude. Isn't Fat Red Dragon in Texas right now? He's been on the road too. I get tweets from him on the road. Is he made his destination already?
Yep, he's down there with the Gary Show. They're having a No Cover Magazine launch party for Houston on Saturday.
That's fucking badass, dude.
Yeah, so he's down there for like 2 weeks, I guess, hanging out and partying and getting ready to move there, I guess.
Oh, no shit? Fat Red Dragon's going to
move? In time. In time. Not like, you know, tomorrow or anything, but he's setting up the groundwork.
He's pledged to move.
Yeah, yep. Doing his thing, getting ready to take over, you know, the Gary Show, and they're going to launch No Cover Radio, which is part of the magazine and all that good stuff, I guess. So he's moving up the radio chain.
Good for him, dude.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Tammy Fortuna. I just looked at my chat room. Tammy Fortuna, good to have you here, Tammy. Tammy, you get chit chatter the chit chat name of the night. What town are you in, Tammy? Just give me a major metropolitan city, and I'll give you a free prize tonight for having a funny handle there in the chat room. Jesus Christ, what's up with all the pink? What's up with all the pink fonts?
They're taking over.
Well, this is what they do on Ghost Show. They to piss them off, they all do pink font because it's gay and fruity, and he rages because of it. He's like, "Oh my God, my chat room's got a bunch of fruity ass motherfuckers in here with their pink text font. What the hell?"
Apparently, Tammy is in Fresno.
Fresno. Oh, good times. Good times. Let's figure out what your prize is then tonight, Tammy. Fresno, California. Let's see. Oh, wow. Why would they have Fresno in the San Francisco Bay Area Craigslist drop down? That's crazy. All right.
It's the same Fresno. State, at least.
Guess what? Congratulations to Tammy Fortuna. You have won a Solo Flex home gym. That's right. Solo Flex home gym. It's perfectly in perfectly good shape. It's used, of course. It includes a butterfly that will work your chest and back and legs. And plus, it still has the leg extensions on. They're a little worn down, but you could probably, I don't know, duct tape them up and they'll work just fine. All work well, but the power bands will soon need to be replaced as well. Let's just leave it at that. Rick and Betty, Rick or Betty, can help you with this. You've got to give them a call tomorrow between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. And if they're not around, do not leave a message. And you can call them at 559-683-80-blah-blah-blah-blah. The rest is of that information is available here for you, courtesy of Vince in the Bay and Disorderly Conduct. There you go. There you go, Tammy Fortuna. Congratulations. A Solo Flex home gymnasium, used, of course, but still in somewhat workable condition. Courtesy of Vince in the Bay.
Do you think you could even get those little bands anymore? I mean, I think there's a market.
No, you would have to go onto Craigslist to find that or go onto, fucking eBay.
And good luck, you know.
Yep, there it is. There it is. So a solo flex. There you go. And if I guess if she doesn't want it, anybody else can call them. I mean, there's the fucking link. It's a free. All right, let me bring on. All right, okay, one more soundboard, and I'm going to bring on Lulzsec Cali. Warthog 17, you're on. What's up?
I do believe I'm on fire.
Hmm. Okay.
That sure.
Short and sweet. That one was better. That was an improvement. Overall sound quality, I'll give that one a 9 out of 10. Overall sound quality, that was
for
a lot
sure.
better. Content, original content, again, off the charts, 10 out of 10. Lulziness, you got to work on the lulziness, bro. I did not laugh. So that was 0 out of 10 lulzy. That gives you 19 out of 30. And that's an improvement. You're improving. Your last one was a 15. All right, let me bring on Lulzsec Cali. What's up, Lulzsec?
What is up, Braces?
Not much, dude. Just hanging here with my homie ATM Be Cool. He's calling out of Minnesota, and he's
really
getting ready to
Minnesota.
Yeah, and just kicking it, dude. Trying to encourage this Warthog 117 guy to step up his soundboard game.
Yeah, his last soundboard was from King Fortress 2. It was the Spy.
Oh, I didn't even catch that reference. Is that a game, video game or?
Yeah. Okay, dude.
Over my head.
Hold these up.
Yeah, it's good to have you here, Lulzsec Cali, to translate all this stuff for me because I have no clue.
Well, hey, I'm in the industry, so.
Yeah, dude, I appreciate it. It's good to have somebody in the industry here to back me up because I'd be fucking lost. But that's cool, man. Yeah, that Warthog 117 he had a fucking soundboard, like, whatever you want to call it, soundboard off.
With that Wheatley Supercore?
Yeah, that Wheatley Supercore and him were just going at it last night. And, you know, for a while there, we were, like, basically, like, you know, judging them. And then that gave me the bright idea to come up with a scoring system in order to give them feedback so they can encourage them. If they don't have the balls to call in, they just want to use a soundboard, that's fine. That's fine. If you want to communicate through fucking soundboards, all right, fine. I get it. I'll play that game. But just come on. Give me something good. Like, communicate with me, though. Don't just, like, you know, play fucking Nyan Cat or whatever. And that's what I appreciate from these guys, Wheatley and the other dude, Warthog. Is at least they're bringing some variety to the game.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, I see our good friend Old Brutus who joined us last night. Oh, you guys who are just joining me, I had just earlier read this. Following up on last night's topic, I read this Adrian Chen article that he wrote for Gawker today about whether or not that really is Sabu and that this is the guy that they allegedly doxed before and they're just, you know, essentially fucking with this guy again. But this Adrian Chen article made it seem like this is definitely not him. But I don't know. I think the jury's still out, dude, because he kind of fits the profile. I mean, he works in that industry that he's a network technician. Come on. If he's not Sabu, then he could easily be an intermediary. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, dude. I wouldn't keep my eye off this Hugo dude. I'm not saying he's Sabu necessarily. I'm just saying let's keep this guy's cards on the table. All right.
I guess you could.
But what are your feelings, Lulzsec? What do you think? Do you think, or do you even wish to comment?
Well, I'm a big fan of Sabu because, you know, he was one who, like, he kind of forgave me after I got docked. He's like, you know, everybody makes mistakes, you know, we're going to teach this guy a lesson. And also about the, sorry, I've got my thing going over here. Also, about the Team Web Ninjas, they're a bunch of just fucking idiots. They actually harassed me early on when my Twitter account was in its early stages. Like, it was ridiculous. They're like, we're about to slice you off. And I'm like, bite my shiny metal ass. And they're like, oh, that guy's like smelting pot of the throat. And I'm like, what? What is your problem?
Yeah. Yeah, this just sounds like a hokey name, the Web Ninjas. I mean, come on. And there was another crew that allegedly called themselves the Script Kitties that did the...
Oh, that's actually an insult.
Yeah, I know. I'm familiar with the terminology, but somebody allegedly hacked the Fox News, one of the Fox News Twitter accounts, and I'm pretty sure the group that claimed responsibility called themselves the Script Kitties. And to me, that was like a red flag that, like, all right, dude, I think that might have just been somebody that manages the Fox News Twitter account decided, hey, maybe we can get some publicity by pretending that our Twitter account got hacked. Or maybe a drunk intern fucking, like, tweeted, you know, that was pissed off because she wasn't going to get hired on and somebody else did. Maybe she got a hold of it. And said, you know what, bitches? How about I fucking tweet out that Barack Obama was fucking murdered? And then they're just like, Jesus Christ, what'd that bitch do? Oh, my God. All right, quick, damage control. All right, it was a hack. All right, let's pull the wiener card. It was a hack. All right, everybody? It was a hack, all right? Remember, let's all stick with the story. It was a hack, all right? Let's go, team.
Yeah, I mean, like, unless they, like, guess the, like, Twitter account password, which... I think for a news station would be pretty complex, at least 20 characters or
dude,
more. I'm not sure Twitter allows more.
The thing is, these news stations, Fox News alone probably has at least a dozen Twitter accounts. You know, there's Fox Business, there's Fox, you know, each individual show has their own Twitter account. You know, dozens, probably like 20 or more. That are probably officially licensed or whatever, official, if you want, in quotations, whatever, Fox News Twitter accounts. And who the fuck do you think is running those? Do you think Bill O'Reilly's right-hand man or producers are wasting their time with that crap? Hell no. They got some intern who's like an internet freakazoid who's probably into all this hacker stuff and all this anonymous culture crap. And they're saying, hey, why don't you do our Twitter account? You're into all that stuff, and
yeah.
You know, and they could have just been like, hey, let's just have a little fun.
As far as
I'm
concerned, everyone who works for Fox News is gonna go die in a hole just because I hate the news station so much.
Oh, that you know that whole Fox News thing is all Hollywood, dude. It's not real. Like they got liberals working for them. They got who do you think runs the cameras and shit? They talk like they're like. You know, anti-union and shit. All those motherfuckers are union. Glenn Beck, they're all union. You have to be in the union to be in these fucking broadcast booths. You have to be your whole crew, their whole fucking crew, union crew. They're all the local, whatever the local is. Here it's Local 16. There in New York, it's something else. It's IATSE. It's all fucking unionized. These Fox News people are lying through their teeth. They're you know the term neocon, right?
I'm familiar.
Yeah, these people give conservatives a bad name. They've completely tainted the word conservative. It's a bad word now because of these neocons. They're not conservative. They don't do anything. They talk conservative and that's it. That's it. Same with the liberals on the other side. They talk liberal. They talk a good game. Barack Obama talks a good game, right? You know,
yeah.
We're supposed to get. He's supposed to be a communist, right? Medicare for everybody. Nope. Single payer? Nope. Not even going to give you a... People were saying, let's have a government option. A public option. He didn't even go for that. He did an individual mandate. That's the most, you know, it's textbook crony capitalism. And that's why I don't subscribe to the left-right paradigm. It's a joke. And anybody who takes it for fact is delusional and is basically, you're basically subscribing to a soap opera when you're following politics in America. It's just a big soap opera. It's a big fucking game. It's just all theater. It's all theater.
Pretty much.
And anybody that pretends it isn't is a bit player. Oh, my God. It is 100% pink in that goddamn chat room. I can't believe it. Like, literally, everybody in the chat room turned it to pink. That's amazing. It is 100% gay club. That's insane. Do you guys want some gay music for this? This is the one night that Kishu's not here. Kishu's not here, so there doesn't need to be any gay music. But it looks like they want it. It looks like they're begging for it.
Old Brutus isn't even there. Oh, old Brutus on. You forgot about him.
Okay, old Brutus is... Okay, good.
That's only because he doesn't know how to change a color, I think.
Oh, no, he knows. It's not... It doesn't take a fucking rocket scientist. He's internet savvy. He knows what's up. He's a badass, dude. He called in last night. I was really happy to have him on. He is the editor, or one of the editors, I guess, or writers or contributors. I don't know what his title is exactly. I shouldn't even speak for him, but I know he's a writer over at chronicle.su, which is a fantastic news and information source, and it's where I get all of my news and information from. Fuck the Huffington Post. Fuck the, you know, MSNBC or Fox News or Drudge. I go to chronicle.su. And, you know, old Brutus, if you ever need anybody to contribute, like if you need the next, I would love to write articles maybe on a weekly basis for an outlet, and I'd be happy to be a contributor at chronicle.su. So if you guys are looking for anything, just let me know what's up. Because I want to school some fucking mofos on this shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Apparently he's not a fan of somebody. I don't even know that name.
Who? Arianna Huffington? Oh, no. I'm not a fan of hers either. I would bone the shit out of her, but that's about it.
Is she hot?
I would write on her. I would write on her site, though. Sure. If she would let me have, you know, editorial control or whatever, you know, do an editorial piece. I would love to editorialize. I think that would be cool, but or a special comment or whatever the fuck we call it. But you know, I originally went to journalism school. When I got out of high school, I wanted to be a sports writer initially, and then I got sidetracked with filmmaking and the porn industry, and that was the end of it.
Did you just say the porn industry?
Yeah, I work in film and video. I do a lot of production work, not just in porn, but I mean mostly.
I was like,
stuff.
When did you start? I don't want to know,
dude. Hey, man,
it happens to everybody,
dude.
That's
holding
that's
a
part of things I would never want to see.
Operating a camera, editing video, holding a boom mic, applying makeup. You know, they need it everywhere in every industry.
Porn industry has IT.
Yeah, exactly, dude. I'm saying.
She's 61 years old. What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
That's what I asked myself.
What? What are we talking about exactly?
That Adriana chick. She's 61 years old.
Arianna Huffington. Yeah, doesn't she look great for 61? Yeah, I'd bone her. Why not? Why not? She's not ugly.
She's Barbara Walters action, too?
You just want her to just shut up and just be quiet so you can just hate her.
Good God, sir. I mean,
hate
you have no standards.
Dude, I'm a pervert. I don't care. I don't care. I really don't care.
I'm amazing because I'm 19 and she.
I just want to do it mostly
something.
Just to shut her up. I just mostly just want to shut her the hell up. what a better way to do it than with my schlong?
I'm sorry.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't get that image out of my head now. Thanks.
Limo.
It's going to haunt me for a while.
Yeah.
What about Barbara Walters? You into her too?
Barbara Wawa.
Not I don't know. I think I'd go Wawa. Her first. I don't know.
Back in the day, yeah. Now, no.
Well, I haven't seen her in probably 2-3 years, so she might have gone downhill.
Yeah, I don't know.
What about Aretha Franklin?
Yeah, sure. Why not? She's got big boobies, right? I like big boobies.
You could, like, wrap yourself in them.
What are they saying in here? Red is the slave class pink. Man, these guys, like, really just digging for shit. Just, you know.
Well, we've got one person that uses blue, one that uses red, and one that uses black, and everybody else is pink. Oh, and there's some yellow. I don't even know what that says.
That was me.
I can't read it on the white background.
Yeah. I wrote fuck you guys.
All right, let's take another call here. We got somebody on the line. Area code 443, you're on the air. What's going on? Hey, 443, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. What's going on, homie?
How are you, homie? What can you do for me tonight?
I'm sorry, what?
How's it going out there in Maryland?
Excuse me, I had a burrito for dinner. Jesus Christ.
This is worse than those guys in Houston, that 281 or whatever.
He was talking to me,
yeah.
Hey, Apple from Maryland, speak English.
Right, I'm here.
Yeah, what's on your mind? You called in. You called us. What do you want?
I want a reading. That's what I want.
Oh, you want a reading. Okay, what do you want to know?
About my personal life.
All right. I'm seeing...
Your mother was a whore.
No, come on. Let's be serious. Come on. No. She didn't call in for that. No. Okay, this is what I'm seeing. Now, there's a gentleman in your life, and you have certain expectations of this gentleman, and he has not been living up to them. And you're going to come to a little crossroads here in a couple of weeks, and you're going to have to make a choice about where you're going to go with this gentleman. And I have a feeling that you're going to go in another direction, and I'm not telling you where exactly, but I am seeing another female involved. Maybe this female I'm not saying necessarily this female is a romantic encounter. In fact, I'm seeing it being more like a sisterly, like a cousin type of thing. Like somebody you're going to eventually figure out that this man is doing you no good. You're going to get rid of this guy, and you're going to go off. I don't know who it is. Maybe it's a cousin. Maybe it's a sister, an old friend from college. No, you didn't go to college, so it must have been high school. No. It was probably grade school from back in the day. Somebody from back in the day is going to come back into your life, and you're going to get your shit together, and that'll be that. So there you go. And for participating tonight, I'm going to keep you on the line as I bring on our good friend Warthog117. Go ahead, Warthog, you're on. Oh, that was terrible, dude. That was fucking a ghost soundboard. That's lame, bro. That's lame.
Mother.
What?
What about my mother?
What about your mother?
Can you tell me anything about her?
Oh, she's going to die.
Why are you going to say she's going to die like that?
I'm just telling you, you wanted the reading, honey. I'm just telling you, she's going to croak. Really, yeah, and I'm not going to tell you when exactly because I don't want to get you all upset, but she's not going to be around forever. You got to start thinking about what you're going to do when she's gone. And you also need to think about updating your technology because you got some crazy nasty ass feedback that's pissing me off and giving me a headache. And I got to go to my honey bunny on the phone line, Kishu, with another update from Conga Street. What's going on out there, honey? Kishu, you're up in the club. What's up? Kishu? Hello? All right, she can't hear me. She can't. She's up in the club, obviously. All right, I'm going to take a break. Come back. Hopefully, Kishu will be ready for me and you. And if you want to join us, it's 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Exits to freeways twisted like knots on the fingers. Jewels cleaving skin between breath.
Are list
Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
You already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay back with ATM Be Cool. And I have a caller on the line now with the name of Victor Reznov 9001. What's up, Victor Reznov?
Mr. Fortune Cookie, are you there, sir?
Oh, God. No, thank you. That was bad. Now they're trolling me with ghost soundboards. I got some fucking ghost soundboards for you. You want to hear some ghost soundboards? What do I got here? I haven't played the ghost soundboards in a long time. There we go.
They're all idiots.
Yeah, there's one. Oh, here's a classic.
Barrel roll. Anyway.
Anyway. Oh, here's here, you want to hear ghosts talk about me?
So before I blow a goddamn head gasket, and before I start throwing this damn desk chair outside my office window here to start causing a ruckus, I'm going to get the hell off of here. Because I cannot believe that this country is what I spent 5 years screaming, hooping, and hollering about on this broadcast when nobody gives two rats' asses. And then, yesterday I got some fruity-ass little fruit bowl named Vince at the Bay calling me up saying that I'm not a patriot and that I'm some disgrace or something because I'm encouraging those that are listening in to the Capitalist Radio Show to go out and invest in emerging markets because this market is about to implode. This is why I'm saying, folks, if you're going to take anything away from my show and my commentary, remember this.
These people are idiots.
All right? They're all idiots. And you're only going to have people in your inner circle for as long as they're loyal. Without loyalty, it's nothing. There's nothing.
That's right, Ghost. I couldn't agree with you more, bro. You said it. You said it, bro.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Yeah. All right. So there we go. We got some ghost soundboards out of the way. Now we can move on to something else. All right. Let's see what this
why,
is.
Why 1978?
It changes.
Was that a good year or
He's
something?
Actually, no, it changes. He's called me 65 or it changes. He calls other people different years. It's just whatever comes into his brain. All right, let's try this guy again. Victor Reznov 9000, what's up?
Very complicated guy there.
Yeah. He's got the ghost soundboards. I'm not jelly of Ghost. I actually have a question. Where the fuck is Ghost? He hasn't done a show for like fucking 2 days. What's up with that? No tweets, no show, no nothing. Did somebody dox him? Did Ghost get doxed? I did fact check him and he got mad. Ghost raged for a second because I fact checked him. And he got pissed and hung up on me. Well, he said he's like we fund the United States taxpayer, funds the United Nations to the tune of 70% of their total blah 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 blah. I was like, dude, I don't think that's right. 70%. I'm like, I know we are a major funder of the UN, no doubt. But I was like, 70%. Wow. And I looked it up, sure enough, it was like 22%. I was like, dude, Ghost, all right, bro. I'm with you, but look, you're misrepresenting stuff here. you know, it's, you said 70, it's actually 22%. And he's like, what? He just like went off and, you know what, just, you know what, engineer, hey, get him off. And he hung up on me.
That's harsh.
Dick. All right, whatever. It is what it is. Let's try Warthogs 117 again. What's up, Warthogs? Okay, now Victor and Warthog are both soundboarding each other in the green room now. Oh, I forgot to. Okay, Victor, sound quality for Victor, that was, I don't know, I guess 8 out of 10 for sound quality. Content originality, 0. Lulls, 0. Overall, 8 out of 30 for Victor. And then who else do we have?
Fail.
Warthog? Warthog, yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah, fail. He totally failed. And then Warthog, his was overall sound quality, 10 out of 10. Content originality, I'll give him a 8 out of 10. I don't even know what the fuck that was. It was like a video game. Video game, probably.
He's above our heads when it comes to his content.
Well, Lulsec might know. Did you catch that, Lulsec? Did you know? Do you know what that was?
Yep. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. Yeah.
Oh, shit. I actually hung up and said no. I think the game was Team Fortress 2 the Heavy. I
wow.
Won't think more. Fortress, like that.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Maybe we'll luck out and he'll call in again and do it again. Get a second chance.
Pretty
at
sure
it.
That was happy though.
So sad I missed it.
All right, so I'll still give him an 8 out of 10 for that. And then what's the other one? Lulziness, 0. So that's an overall, 18 out of 30? Yeah, no. Sorry, bro. Getting better. He's still doing better, but still. You gotta. But you know what's killing him is the lulzy. There's just no lulz factor.
I'm going to have to sign up for lack of providing lulls. $500 fine, no lulls.
Yep. Let's see. Let's take a call here. This is, a Skype caller, 916. What's up?
Hello. Hi, it's me. I'm from Singapore. Ophelia here.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
Hey. Yeah. Hi. How you doing? What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing good. It's just that I wanting to walk into the chat room using my nickname Kingdom here, and I can't. And the computer keep logging me out for a few times. I'm so frustrated. I can't listen using my computer, so I call in to listen through the phone.
Oh, cool. That's cool. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah,
you
just
drop
by to say hi.
Oh, cool. That's so awesome. I love that I have a caller in Singapore, and she checks in all the time. What, I forget. What's your name? What name do you go by on the show?
My name is Ophelia Wong.
Oh, boy. Spell that.
O-P-H-E-L-I-A-W-O-N-G. W-O-N-G is my family name. And in the chat room, my nickname is Kingdom Here.
Kingdom Here. That's what I wanted to know. Kingdom Here. Right.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to call you.
I'm so frustrated with BTR.
You're frustrated with BTR?
Yes, I just can't seem to log in. I don't understand why. I don't know whether it's my computer or is it Rock Talk Radio or I don't know what's the problem, but BTR has been giving me problem. I've been trying to log in to other shows, and I can't log in to other shows also.
Is Singapore an independent nation, or are they under the rule of somebody else?
It's an independent nation. We are considered first world in Asia.
Okay. I'm not up to date on that region. I apologize.
What time is it
it's
right
okay.
there where you're what time is it right now where you are?
Around 3:40 PM Friday afternoon.
Same time as it is in Australia for Tasha.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I have to admit, when I saw your number on the switchboard, I thought you were Tasha because it's the same it looks the same when she calls in. It's the same number configuration or prefix or whatever you want to call it.
But my country code is 65. So Singapore's country code is 65.
Mm.
65, come alive.
Well, on the switchboard here, it's just 916, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I see.
Numbers.
I see. Okay, I got to go. So
okay,
I just
cool.
Yeah, okay. I just dropped by to say hi.
Oh, awesome. I thank you so much for tuning in and calling and saying hello. I love it. It's amazing to me that I have people that listen to my boring ass in the middle of the day in Singapore. That poor girl has nothing better to do than check in with Vince in the Bay. And that's awesome. Shouts out to Kingdom Here. Kingdom
she
Here.
She loves life in the Bay.
Oh, yeah. It's all about life in the Bay. Stop hating in the Bay, yo. Let's see. Let's go to... All right. We've got tonight. Our soundboard battle tonight is between... Victor Reznov 9001.
Oh no! More Call of Duty and over 9,000 references. This will not end well.
I have never played Call of Duty.
You shouldn't. It's not that great.
Not according to the rest of the world. My God, they love it.
Well, they're all. they have no professional opinion.
So what kind of game are... What's your obsession when it comes to gaming?
I prefer usually RTS, but I can always go for a good FPS or an RPG or fuck on...
No. Like a title. I need a title.
Ooh. Either Battlefield or Company of Heroes.
There you go, everybody.
And I'm talking about the older Battlefields, like Battlefield 2, not Bad Company.
As far as I know, there's probably only one of everything you say.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm out of the loop.
An awkward moment.
Oh, sorry, I'm composing a tweet right now. I'm composing an epic tweet to promote... This tonight's soundboard battle between Warthog 117 and Victor. I'm just going to call him Victor.
You're making him Spanish?
No, he is. It's actually Victorez November 9001. Or Victor Reznov 9001. I don't know. I still haven't figured it out yet. But I'm going to call him Victorez. No,
maybe we can call him out and get him to actually talk like we did that one other guy. There was another soundboard guy that we had on that all of a sudden he's like, oh shit, deer in the headlights. Maybe we could pull that on him, actually get him to say what the fuck his name is. Anyone? Bueller?
Nothing.
Bueller?
No. I'm trying to figure out
Bueller.
How to word this soundboard
Bueller.
Battle.
Bueller? Bueller? Here.
Maybe they can pull some Ferris Bueller on the soundboard. It's a soundboard challenge.
That's
a lightning round.
Ferris Bueller.
The first one to call in. With a Ferris Bueller, oh, yeah.
God damn it.
Wins.
Boom. 140 characters, exactamundo. Hopefully this... Oh, wait. I have to click Twitter. God damn it. Piece of shit. God damn. God damn you, social networking.
All right. I found a soundboard. Should I play it with Ferris Bueller?
Well,
go
if
ahead.
You do, you win the challenge.
All right. Well,
I'm not hearing anything.
Fuck you. Give me a second. All right, here you go. Here's your goddamn soundboard.
No, I told you I wanted the end credits song.
What the fuck do you want?
At the end, the ending credits, you know, where the guy goes, oh, yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Om.
Exactly, yeah.
How about the it's over, go
om
thing?
Om. That's a great song. I love that song. I'll get that song and upload it in a second, but I know what you're talking about. It's also in Secret of My Success with Michael J. Fox, which is one of my all-time favorite movies ever. And that kid basically, that movie is basically about a hacker, essentially. That kid, he didn't hack. He socially engineered his way into, like, a corporate job. And I don't know if you've ever seen Secret of My Success, but it's, like, one of my all-time favorite films. Michael J. Fox, it. If you haven't seen it, rent it now. If you have Netflix, you're an idiot, but use it to watch that movie then.
Then we have a problem.
Are we talking what? Like Teen Wolf era J. Fox or what?
I have a problem. Vince. What's the problem? What's our problem? What's
Look
the
at
matter?
Tweets mentioning you, Poco Hamster, at Vince in the Bay, at Lil' Kelly, at ATM. Be cool. Do you support furries? Should I answer this question?
Vince is a furry.
Oh, Poco what? Hamster? Oh, this person. Oh, that's obviously some sort of that's some ghost troll, somebody off of B or something. Who knows? God forbid.
I'll not shout, goddamn furries. I hate them so much. Dude, the fucking...
Poco Hamster. Who's this
You
person?
Can't even spell support right. Come on.
Yeah. Connect a
spell
fucking...
check.
Where, oh, this person. I guess I gotta follow this person. God damn it, you piece of shit. I got to follow Poco Hamster now. Poco Hamster, check this out. Oh, he's tweeting about Goofy Bone. Where the hell is Goofy Bone?
He's in jail, I guess. That's what his page says, anyways. I don't know.
Yeah. I have not.
Apparently some shit went down while he was live last Saturday out at the bar.
Just says, in jail, no radio show. I guess he was finally caught. Because if you go to his page, it says, wanted dead or alive. I guess they got him alive. Thank God.
Yeah.
I hope, you know, it could have been worse, right?
Yeah. You know, we'll see what comes up.
That's a goofy phone.
And I guess that proves that Will Crawford is real. I mean, you know, somebody had to update the page.
I want to, you know, who's this... I got my homie in the chat room, Old Brutus. Old Brutus, I'm kind of curious. Who's Rev Magdalene? Rev Magdalene, who's this dude? Rev Mary Magdalene of the Church of the Subgenius, repping PBS old school style. What the fuck is that all about? The hell is he?
Where the hell are you pulling that from?
This guy I follow on Twitter. And sorry, it's a reference that only Old Brutus will probably get. But Old Brutus, I'm just out of curiosity. I do follow you on Twitter. And I follow this guy, Rev Magdalene, too. And he's a trip. And he kind of like, he's one of these people that, I don't know, from what I can tell. All right, somebody's just breathing. Wait, is that you, ATM? Be cool. It probably is. Yeah, you got to mute yourself, bro. But what was I going to say? Oh, Rev Magdalene, from what I can tell, at least, he seems like he's just kind of somebody on the sidelines that's really, you know, following along with all these hackers and Anonymous and Lulzsec and whatnot. And he's just kind of on the sidelines, just sort of, you know, providing running commentary and giving essentially I like to think he's giving these kids constructive criticism, and sometimes it seems like he's taunting them or like scolding them more, and he gets into it he's been messaging Sabu a lot, and I don't know what's up with this dude, but he's an interesting commentator on this whole thing. I'd be curious to talk to this guy. Church of the Subgenius, what the hell is that? Oh, is that his site? Is that the link on his site? Reppin' PBS old school style.
Yeah, Church of the Subgenius is something very interesting. If I say that, I like to think it's a joke, but then again, I can't be sure because the article is kind of really weirdly written. So it confuses me.
Wait, are you telling me Rev Magdalene is a chick? That's a chick? Oh, my God. Is that a mask on the picture? I didn't even look at the picture closely. And yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah, so this chick, that was a dude, Rev, because the dude was just Rev Magdalene. I thought it was like, from fucking Run DMC, the guy's name's Rev Run. He's Rev, you know, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Reverend Al Sharpton. I thought this is the Reverend Magdalene. But it's a chick. No shit. What a trip. So what's this Church of Subgenius all about? What's this all about? Dallas, Texas. How come everybody's in Dallas, Texas? What the hell?
How come everybody? Even
how come everybody in the internet on the internet is based in Dallas, Texas, or somewhere in Texas? But usually Dallas, though. Is the internet is it all based in Dallas? Is that how that works?
A lot of the good servers are there, and that actually has a pretty good decent internet connection.
Oh my God!
Although, personally, I prefer Sweden because it has like the greatest internet connection fucking ever. I mean, I go to DreamHack, and that the internet there is just the shit. Like practically the whole country is covered with at least like private or public networks. Insanity.
Good times. Good times. What's up?
No, it's just, I'm like, I'm trying to get something on.
Anyhoot. Hey, I'm Vince in the Bay. This is my show. It's Disorderly Conduct. Sometimes it's wind, sometimes it's not. And, you know, there's lulls, and then there's lulls, like real lulls, not L-U-L-Z. Like, I'm talking about L-U, I don't even know, how do you spell the true word lulls? Like, low points, that lulls word.
You lost me.
I think it's spelled L-U-L-E-S. Let me double check that. Jewels? No, I didn't say jewels. God, stupid. Maybe I'm spelling it wrong. Well, whatever. I'm tired. It don't matter. Vince in the Bay here with you. We're doing a soundboard battle tonight between Warthog 117 and Victor Torres. Vic Torres. And let's go back. We're going to go first with Warthog 117. You're on the air. What's up?
I love little girls. They make me feel so good.
Is that Oingo Boingo? Oingo Boingo? Yeah, Oingo Boingo, I like that. I thought so. At first, I thought it sounded like Oingo Boingo, but I don't know that Oingo Boingo did a song called I Love Little Girls Best. And if he did, that would be very unfortunate. So I think that was some sort of parody. I don't know what's up. I did think it was kind of funny, though. I mean, it did register on the lulls meter, I think, on that one. Overall sound quality, again, a little tinny. I want to say about a 6 out of 10 on that. Originality. I'll give that a 10 out of 10. That was good. Lulzy, it was funny. I didn't laugh out loud, slap my knee, but I'll give it a 6 out of 10. So you're looking at a 12, 22 out of 30. Not bad. Not bad there for you, Warthog 117. You're getting better, bro. And following that up, let's see if Vic Torres can prove to do better. Let's go. Can you beat that, Vic Torres?
You and me, Hoss.
Sentry, go down, damn it, cut the blue deck gear. Whistling paint on an autopilot, damn it, cut the blue deck gear. Hold it tight, don't touch that sentry, damn it.
pretty badass. Bang track. All right, yeah,
oh,
nice one. What was that?
That was...
Oh, it keeps going? What the fuck? Hello? Wow. It just keeps going.
Yeah, so first one...
I think that was the last clip.
Hello? Is this... No, I'm sorry. No, that's it. No more. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, panel.
Well, the first one, I actually recognized the song. It was Wrecked in a River by some dude. I think it was like Wiggle, which is a thing that's just like a remix of sounds from the Team Fortress 2 engineer. So not very good in originality for me.
Mm-hmm. How about you, 18B Cool? What did you think about that?
I think it sounded better than anything else they played, but nobody has completed the Ferris Bueller Challenge yet, and I'm disappointed.
Where's fucking Fat Red Dragon when we need him? He'd be great for this.
He is so fucking wasted down in Houston, it's not even funny.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll tell you what I scored that one. I gave it on overall sound quality, it was 8 out of 10. Thought it sounded pretty good. Content originality, I gave it a 6 for content. And then lulziness, barely registered. I give it like a 3. And that's 17 out of 30. We give that round to Warthog. Warthog, you won that round. Shouts out to Warthog. And, yeah, so good times. Good times. And, yeah, I'm really happy that you guys are thrilled to be sharing these soundboards. And hopefully we've completed that portion of the program, and we'll get moving right along here. But good times, and everybody's still pink in the chat room. What's this link you got here, Bullsack? What's that?
No, that was just a link to the song.
Oh, that's what he did? Erect in a river. Oh my God.
Straight up stealing YouTube videos. That's pretty sad, and that's really low. You know, design the shit yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also it's from a video game, too, so.
Damn. That's crazy. Well, nothing gets by this panel.
Especially when one of the guys is a gaming journalist. Hate isn't going to hate.
Oh, Bobo wants gay clubs so bad. All right, fine. Let's do some gay club music, you fucks. You homo erotic.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Assholes. Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Before we do its gay homo club track, speaking of soundboards, Wheatley the Supercore is here now. Let's go to Wheatley the Supercore. That's what I'm talking about.
And we have a winner.
Winrar.
Winning.
Oh, dude, don't stop.
Buffering or what the hell?
You know what that? You got to send. Okay, dude. All right. Shouts out to Wheatley the Supercore. You got to send me that track, dude.
Yes, Mr. Wheatley. All right. By the way, this is a message to the chat. Anybody who can give me a link to that, gets a shout out on my Twitter.
I have it on my computer somewhere. I just have to find it.
That would be a challenge to the chat.
Work for us.
That's the song they played in the movie Secret of My Success. That's the song that they play when Michael J. Fox gets essentially molested by an older woman that turns out to later be his stepmother, I believe.
It's also on Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes. But
right,
you gotta see Secret of My Success. It's brilliant.
Oh, and And Serena's the winner.
Oh, really? What is... Well, let's check it out.
You get a shout out on my Twitter.
Nice. Good times. Congratulations, Serena. You are a badass. And congratulations to Old Brutus, who apparently wrote that song. Oh, and shout out to Bo, who invented music. Good times. Wow, we've got an all-star cast in our fucking chat room. I mean, there's more talent in the chat room than there is has ever been on the on my show ever. If you added up all the talented people that have ever called into my show, and there's been a lot, there's been some amazing people that have called into the show, and, you know, just bundled them all together, their collective wits together, they would not equal 1 ounce of what is the mental fortitude that and creative genius that is embodied in our chat room right now. It's amazing. People are brilliant. They want gay club, and to top it off, they demand gay music. And unfortunately, I don't have a lot of gay music.
Play Gay Bar by, fuck.
I can play some Lady, oh, this is gay. This is definitely gay. Here you go. This is Lady Gaga. Come on, is that not gay?
No, not gay enough.
Are you kidding me? This is not gay.
I'll put
this is not
here.
Gay right here? This is not fucking gay club music? Are you shitting me? Shantae. Money. Fame. Sex. Glamour. Money. Homosexuality. Buttholes. And my penis. I don't know how it happened. I was just born that way. That's how I do it. Shit, I was muted the whole fucking time. God damn it. Hey, Kishu. Kishu, is that you? Kishu. Hello? Is this thing on? Hello? Kishu, are you there? Are you unmuted? All right, whatever. You're in the mix. It's Vincent the Bay. ATM, be cool. You're still there, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this thing's working. Good.
Yeah, you're working. All of a sudden, shit faded down, and, you know, I was kind of getting into that a little bit, and then, you know, faded down, nothing. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
No, it was me. It was me. We're still in the mix. We're still in the mix, dude.
Okay, I mean, as long as we're in the mix, Vince
dude,
and the Gay
still,
is...
we're always in the mix, dude. Are you kidding me? 100% in the mix, all the time.
And by in the mix, we mean controlling one fader on your mixing board.
And talking over it. Yes. That's in the mix. We're in the mix, dude. We're in the fucking mix, dude. What do you want? It's Madonna,
life
bro.
Life in the mix.
Okay. For real. Kishu's here, I think. Kishu, what's
here.
Up?
I'm still yeah. here. Oh, my
yeah,
God,
hey.
I'm still here. I'm in a drive-thru. Fuck it, I don't even know. Carl's Jr. I just want some fucking food. And they're like, they don't have grilled onions, but they have grilled onions fucking 2 hours ago. What the fuck is that all about? So, anyways, how are you, Vince, my love?
I'm doing great. I was doing great until these idiots, who I guess are just bloodthirsty for ghosts. They're so hungover from no ghost. Like, there's been no ghost show for the last 2 days. I don't know if you've heard about this, but he's just...
He
hasn't done a show or made a tweet in 2 days. For as far as we know, he's been trolled off the internet, doxed and trolled off the internet. I don't know. But he's just kind of like not really shown his face, and now like I think the trolls are kind of like hungry to like troll somebody, and like now they're in my chat room. They're in my chat room right now, and they've changed.
There's 21 people. How do you call this the level of ghost trolls? Come on now.
No, it's not that. It's not that. What I'm saying, they've changed their fonts. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. All right. I got to fucking mute her.
She's really horny, apparently.
All right. I'm trying. I'm working. By the way, we're still in the mix.
We're in the mix. Life in the Bay, walking around, this is playing in your head constantly.
So anyway, like I was trying to fucking say, Jesus Christ. Everybody changed their font to the pink team color. I guess in memorandum that Ghost is no longer with us. Ghost is now a ghost. Maybe I overstepped my bounds by saying, oh, all the trolls came over here. No, that's not what I meant. I'm just saying the people that are listening, I guess they're really itching for him or something, because they don't usually do that. You don't see that normally in my chat room. You know what I'm saying? By the way, we're still in the mix.
In the mix. Live.
You're in the mix with Vincent the Bay.
What?
PBR Street Gang is almighty, almighty. I copy, over. Quit hiding. It's embarrassing, dude. Next subject. Here's your first pee test. Next one goes in your mouth. No, you won't get high. It's all good. It's all good, guys. Quit panicking. No panic, no judgment. I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Hello?
The goddesses. We're not live, are we? The Bible grippers.
No, this is all pre-recorded.
Like in baseball, the scoreboard doesn't lie. Never has.
Yeah, I'm currently sleeping right now.
Hello?
Yeah, what?
Currently hanging myself.
Go ahead, Kishu, what's up?
Why are you fucking muting me? Don't mute me, motherfucker.
I really hope you're not driving.
I am definitely driving. And I feel adventurous, so fuck you all.
Oh, great, no DUI.
See my fucking hotel right now. I see it. Like, it's like a fucking block away. So, you know what? You guys can literally eat a fucking car. I'm rich. Fuck you.
Yeah, but those little poles that they have around the drive through, they're hard. They're going to fuck up your car.
I'm not going to fuck up my car. I'm driving fucking wonderful. Seriously. Eat my fucking pussy and then lick my asshole, because I really am horny.
fucking bitch was here to just fucking give me an awesome orgasm. Fuck my life tonight, you know? Like, Vince is, like, a fucking million miles away, and, like I, you know what? It was so weird. Like, this random guy came up to me and started making out with me at the bar, and I was like, oh, and I ran away off scared. I was like, such a faggot, and I should have just brought him back to the hotel and fucked the shit out of him. Ugh. Fuck my life.
So do they have a concierge at your hotel that can get you some kind of man whore?
No, I don't need a man whore. I got my man whore right here. Vincent Bay, baby.
Yeah, but there's not much he can do from the bay when you're, you know,
what?
Hanging out.
He can't do me with that soothing voice of his. Oh, my God. Oh, my parking spot is still here. That's fucking when. That's good to know. My parking spot is still here. T2, right over, baby. Made it back with no DUI, so you guys can all fuck off. Yeah, so me. I'm not paying attention. All I'm gonna say is that I love you, Ben. Without Law Talk Radio / Vince the Bay, my life would be pretty fucking boring. Let's just put it that way. And I would probably be fucking that random dude that came up to the town. He has nice eyes, though. I'm not gonna lie. Oh my God! My battery.
Do you have
like,
your phone in the bag of fast food?
What?
Do you have your phone in the bag of fast food that keeps crinkling so bad?
No, I just like grabbed it and ran. Oh, I gotta find my fucking key. Hold on. Dig in my wallet and find my stuff. Oh, God. Why? Why must everything be so difficult when you're drunk?
I'm. It's beyond me. I don't know.
I met a really cute gay boy tonight, and he was so sweet. Like my friend ditched me, of course, because I don't have any friends. I'm not gonna lie. My friends are my internet friends. Shagging. No, it's not really me. I think it's wonderful to have internet friends. Anyways, so I got ditched, and this gay boy came up and just started being my best friend. And he was like, oh, I escort you to your car. And I was like, oh, you're so stupid. Like, you're going to take it up the ass when you get home. But anyway, so it was good. It was good night. I met a friend, and he was very sweet. And now, even though I have fast food, I just realized I have miso soup that I could just cook right here. That looks so much more appetizing than fucking greasy ass sugar stuff. I'm so bummed. Ow, I just broke a nail. Oh, I'm so bummed that I missed the majority of the show because I was too busy fucking off at that stupid faggotry bar. Which I'm just
shame on you, Kishu.
What?
Shame on you, Kishu. Tisk.
I can't
hear
you.
Hey, some reinforcement that I'm not in the green room with Kishu. Later.
Thank you, bye.
Okay, I'm gonna pull out my laptop for sure here. Okay, let me get on that Blog Talk Radio, baby. Oh shit.
You're
freezing
in the bag. Please try again. I mean, you're sober. Thank you.
My phone will charge.
Nah, Vince loves it when she's drunk.
Yeah, we always need a drunk. We always need the drunk of the show. I guess tonight it's Kishu.
I've heard Melissa, but at least she was slightly quiet.
She doesn't even listen to people. She just talks. She doesn't listen at all. You notice that? She
just
talks.
Keeps rolling. Yeah, she just rolls.
Blog Talk Radio, disorderly conduct.
You're Skype. You shouldn't be that scared.
Vince,
Yeah.
Oh, my God, please, I need.
Yeah. All right. I'll be right there. I'll lick your clit right now. Right in a minute. I got 10 minutes to go in my radio show, and then I'll get there.
Are you kidding me? It's fucking overtime. You better go overtime because you don't want anything else to do before now.
No, I started the show late. I started the show a half hour late.
Seriously, you can't leave me. I am nothing.
Oh yeah, I can, baby. Oh, yeah.
I am loving this.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about your nipples, Tishu. Tell us about your nipples. Is she fapping on the air right now? What's up with that?
That red dragon has come online.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got about 8 minutes to go here in the program. There's only 8 minutes left to fap to this program until we go off the air.
And we're still in the mix, don't you?
Oh, yeah, by the way, so still in the mix.
I would totally have type of this music. Who wouldn't, actually?
Once again, you're in the mix with the bang. Shouts out to ATMB Cool and Lulzak Cali. We had a fantastic soundboard battle there between Victor Reznov and Warthog 117.
Who won overall? Was it Warthog that won?
Oh, Warthog hands down. Warthog's probably the reigning champ. Wheatley is also pretty badass too. Wheatley got a side prize, a
bonus,
a consolation prize or whatever, a bonus. Yeah, for that. What did he do again? He did something epic. Oh, he provided
with
the song.
He did the song that you're playing
right
now. Yeah,
he brought the song. Yeah, yeah. Which somebody else gave us the link to, and I've downloaded it. Time to get it in the mix. What the hell's going on over there, Kishu?
Does she have her Hitachi going or something?
And I don't
even think I'm the fucking most failed girl in the world. Oh, God. Disorderly conduct. Okay, on air. Let's see what our chat room looks like today.
Oh,
are you logged in? Ladies and gentlemen, Kishu is logging into the chat room, it looks like.
This is what I'm doing. I'm
the person named I Hate Kishu should probably log off now.
Yeah.
What?
I forgot to tell you, Kishu. There was somebody earlier. You can't even talk to her. She just talks over you.
Get her ass off my door. Well, you know what? You know what? You're going to hate Kishu. As long
by the
as
way, we're still in the mix. Still in the mix, everybody. Still in the mix.
Hi, baby bun. None.
You're supposed to use pink font, Kishu. Come on.
Seriously, if you ever play that fucking dumb ass Lady Gaga song, I'm gonna.
I like that song. I love that song. Are you kidding me? That's if I could have if I had to pick one gay club song, that would probably be it.
Fucking mean in the car. Mean in the car. Then that's what you're gonna get when I get to San Francisco on August 11th. Because if you play that Lady Gaga song one more time, I fucking hate that song. It's so dumb. It makes me want
to. Stick with the Madonna. What's that better?
I like Nicki Minaj.
Lady Gaga's Madonna covered in animal carcasses.
Oh, by the way, Kishu, in the chat room, Bo says, become an hero or become an hero.
I'm not going to become an hero. And Bobo, you know you want to lick my foot, too.
my God, it's infected Kishu too. God damn it, Kishu, your text is fucking pink also. Are you kidding me?
Of course it is. She's a follower, not a leader. Come
crap,
on.
The cops are here. The cops are here.
Very true.
All right. Let's take some more calls here before we skedaddle. We have been taking soundboards, of course. Earlier we had the soundboard battle between Warthog and Vic Torres, and Warthog was victorious. And now it looks like we might have another soundboard coming up here. Is this GLaDOS 9000? GLaDOS 9000, is that you? Goofy song, yeah. Yeah, shout out to Goofy Bone. Shout out to Goofy Bone. Not in the mix. Goofy Bone not in the mix tonight. Sorry.
I love how I'm making such a fool of myself tonight, but, you know, that's just cool because that's how Kishu rolls, baby.
All right, let's take another one from Warthog's 117. One last call from Warthog 117, the reigning soundboard champion. Go ahead, Warthog. All right, he can play the string out in the green room with that. Shouts out to everybody who called in tonight. That was badass. Thank you for contributing. ATM, be cool. Before we wrap things up, anything you'd like to say here?
This Saturday night in Houston, the No Cover Houston release party at Concert Pub North. Check it out.
Fantastic. Also, we have Lulzak Cali. Anything you'd like to say before we close it out here?
Google hashtag anti-sec. Follow me on Twitter at Lulzak Cali. Gave a shout out on there because he found me. He did my bidding. Do all the anonymous stuff. Melissa has a Prius. That's gay, and that's about it.
Sweet. And Kishu, anything you'd like to say?
I would like to say that I would really enjoy it if Lulzak Cali would come in my face.
Oh, good sure. God.
We have a drink with Lulzak Cali when I get there, Vince. Is that cool? Are you down with that?
Whatever, dude. We got to go. Thanks, Kishu. Thanks for checking in. Thanks to everybody who called in. Shouts out to the chat room. Jesus Christ, who's in there right now? Alcoholic in the building. Aiden Pie, ATM Be Cool, Beach Bum 55, Bobo, Cerno, Cosmo, George Orwell, Jewish Producer, Kishu, Lib Her Rolls, Lulzak Cali, Megan S., Melinda, Old Brutus, Three Abu, Frank Rizzo. Thanks everybody for coming through. Also, thanks to callers, Kingdom Here, Lulzak Cali, Kishu, ATM Be Cool. Good time with the soundboard battle, Warthog 117 over Victor Reznov. I'm Vincent the Bay. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vincent the Bay. Peace out, yo.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Thank you very nice.